Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcan Show, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios. We're powered by Verizon, and we are Boston Sports Original. If you missed any part of the first 2 hours, like our conversation with Chris Price, you can listen to the Christian Arcan Show podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Kickoff about 15 minutes away here. I see Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on my screen right now. I did not know this. I wasn't aware of this until the Thursday night game. That was the last time we had to go counter-program against the Patriots. But I was told by many people online and afterwards, that a lot of people just left me on and watched the game with me on in the background, which I think is very nice. So if you'd like to do that, I'd certainly appreciate it. I'm not going to talk a lot about the game while it's going on. I feel like that's counterintuitive. However, we'll be checking in on what's going on. And if you're watching the game and you want to, hear the ramblings going on in the background, it is 8 o'clock on a football night, which means we have the propensity to get pretty weird here. I mean, it could get very weird. Joe, just be ready, buddy. You know, we could get into all sorts of weird spots. Because why not? Why not? It is very cold in Foxborough. It's very cold all around, I'll tell you that. Temperatures tonight expected to be sitting right around the mid-20s, which is, I'd say, not like a record or anything like that, but definitely about as cold as it's been so far this year. Drake May, North Carolina guy. I know that he did say that it gets cold in North Carolina. I think he told Andy Hart that, but it doesn't get cold like this in North Carolina. Yeah, Drew.
I mean, it's better than them playing tonight in the cold versus the quote-unquote storm that is expected to roll through tomorrow night.
True, although maybe not. I don't know.
At least for the whoever lives closer to the water.
I suppose, right. In terms of the game and who the weather may be more effective for, I don't know about that. I'm not sure about the Patriots and cold weather. That's another part of this thing that we're not really sure about yet. Not just cold weather, but like really inclement weather. They've played in the rain a couple of times, right? They've played in some rainy games. But have they played in freezing cold weather? Have they played in the snow? Have they played in the middle of a nor'easter? These are things that you don't really think about when you're a team that's 4-13. You're not worried about, can they win in the snow? You just want them to win a game. When your team's good again, these are the things you think about. Well, can they win weather games? Are they equipped for these weather games? Belichick's not out there seeding the clouds anymore. That's a shame. But yeah, that was always a thing that you looked at and always felt like was an advantage. It was an advantage for the Patriots. Now, maybe they were just good and everything was an advantage. But it seemed like when there was a weather game, no matter what, advantage Patriots. Even if it was an away game, they'd be able to figure out the elements better than the other team because Bill planned for it or because whatever. I mean, there was always some sort of reason for it. I think they were mostly Belichick oriented, but that was a thing. It's not going to be bad weather tonight. It's not like it's going to snow or hail or even rain tonight, but it is going to be cold. So we'll see. We'll see how everybody handles it. Looks like a packed house there at Gillette. That's another thing. That's another thing that I've, I think has been sort of underreported here, is that the Patriots, while, you know, Vegas and everybody has their skepticism about them, around here, I mean, they're back. There's no question about it. Around here, they are back, and they are back big. Attendance is up. Everything's up. I mean, they are, you know, I'm sure they're selling. Drake May jerseys are impossible to find. That's like a really hot Christmas present right now. You're trying to buy a Drake May jersey of a certain size, it's hard to find those things. I remember with the Red Sox this year, like towards the end of the season, just towards the end, it was hard to find like a Garrett Crochet jersey because they stopped stocking them. You know, eventually they're like, all right, the season's almost over. There's not going to be, you know, quite this big of a thing here. We don't need to buy back, you know, another million jerseys from Fanatics or whatever. We can sell what we have and then we'll get ready for the offseason. And so it was sort of hard to find them. They did restock them, and I had a cousin who really wanted a Crochet jersey. So I was like, yeah, no problem. I'm with the Red Sox. I can get whatever you want. And I couldn't get one. It's like, yeah, actually, they're sold out. But they did finally come back with them. I wonder about that at Gillette. You know, I wonder about just Drake May jerseys. You're never going to run out of those because he's the starting quarterback. You got to, you know, print up millions of them. But there is renewed interest, renewed spending power. All the things that I think that ownership was hoping would eventually come back, and it's all come back pretty quickly here. And that is that's good news for them. It's good news for everybody. It's good for business. Being good and winning games, very, very good for business. I don't know if you ever heard that one before. We will get to the headlines here. In fact, let's get to them right now. We're past the 8 o'clock. It's about 8:10, but let's get to our 8 o'clock headlines.
These are the headlines.
Mitchell, the inbounder, it's Mobley. Doesn't matter. And the Celtics come into Cleveland on the second night of a back-to-back and knock off the Cavaliers.
All right. The Boston Celtics have won 5 of their last 7 games. They are climbing up the standings, and Peyton Pritchard, a 42-point performance against Cleveland last night. And how about Jaylen Brown, who lately has been going toe-to-toe with all the number ones in the league and has been right there with him, not winning every single game, but, you know, going right there shot for shot with Anthony Edwards, going up against Cade Cunningham, going up against Donovan Mitchell last night. All of these guys, Jaylen Brown as the number one. That's why it's important. I mean, you're going to play these guys. You got to face them. But one of the questions this year about this team and about Jaylen Brown and not having Jason Tatum is, can Jaylen Brown step up and be that number one guy? Can he be the focal point of the offense? And can you win games and be successful against the good teams in the league with Jaylen Brown as your main guy? And so far, the answer to that question isn't a resounding yes, but it's a yes. It's definitely a yes. He has been everything you could have wanted, maybe a little bit more efficient with his shooting, but I, you know, listen, he is a high-volume shooter and a high-volume scorer, and he's averaging 28 points a game.
Yes and no.
You know, like, that's he's going out there and doing what has been asked of him, and I am very, very pleased with that. I really am. I think this year was supposed to be the year, and I think a lot of people were expecting this might be the year where Jaylen Brown would get, oh, this is when you realize that contract was too much. He is proving everybody who thought that wrong. And for the record, I was not one of those people. I was not one of those people that was anti-giving Jaylen Brown a max contract. I thought it was the move. I thought keeping these two together and having them be teammates for however long you can, guaranteeing it with those contracts, was the right move. And I still think that now. And I certainly think that even more so now, because Jaylen Brown has shown that in the absence of Jason Tatum, he can step in and be that guy. So that is great news. And I thought that was a real nice performance from Peyton Pritchard, a guy who has, you know, this year not been playing his best, certainly not playing his best. That was one of his best games ever. And if that means you've unlocked Peyton Pritchard and that he's going to be more like that guy going forward, I'm certainly looking forward to that. I've also noticed that Anfernee Simons hasn't been getting a lot of run lately. And that happened pretty quickly. He went from a very valuable guy off the bench, and I know he played more against Cleveland, but, you know, 12 minutes against Detroit, 18 minutes against Minnesota.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
His shooting percentage, not great in those two games. 22 minutes against Orlando. He shot very well in that game. 12 minutes against the Clippers. 18 minutes against Orlando in one of those games. Not that I think he deserves to be starting or playing as much as Jaylen Brown plays, but I am surprised when I, you know, I'm watching the game for a while and I'm like, oh yeah, Simmons checks. And I go, all right, yeah. All right, I forgot about that. No, Simmons checks in, excuse me. You know, it's just, it's one of those things. It's one of those weird things. I kind of expected him to be more of a core player. And I feel like lately he's been kind of relegated to further and further back off. We'll see. Well, I'm just keeping an eye on that. Something to keep an eye on. In the meantime, the story here is Jaylen Brown and potentially now Peyton Pritchard. Let's get to our next headline.
DeBrincat has to score here to extend the game. Twist to the slot. Swing in! Look at that celebration! Bruins win! A swaytacular night here at TD Garden!
Swaytacular. Very nice, Judd. Jeremy Swayman, don't look now, is rounding back into the form that we were all hoping for when he signed that contract. So in your face, Andy Hart. It took a year plus, but we're starting to see that Jeremy Swayman again. And if that's who you get for, and he's not playing to the point of like a top contract. He's, you know, getting back into the top 10 in a lot of these stats. And he has been awesome lately. And he was awesome in that game against Detroit on Saturday night, for sure. Morgan Geeky, what can you say about him? I am fully on the Geek Squad. Geeky, two more goals, keeping pace with Nathan MacKinnon. Geeky had a great year last year, scoring 30 goals. It's December 1st, and he's got 20 this year. He's on pace for 60. Like, that's insane. Where did this come from? Where did Morgan Geeky come from?
He's not a free agent.
I didn't say he was a goddamn free agent. I was so mad. I don't know why he kept saying that. I never said he was a friend. Let's not do this. But, yeah, Morgan Geeky, just absolutely dominant. He has been a dominant goal scorer in the league this year. And with Swayman rounding back into form, this team certainly misses Charlie McAvoy. That's apparent. You saw it in a couple of these games that they've lost recently, like that Rangers game, for example. I thought they could have really used him in that Sharks game. Rangers in particular, when they were just pumping in goals 4-0 before you know it, they can't clear the puck out of their own zone at all. It was rough. I mean, it was a rough outing, rough holiday weekend sporting event for the local teams there. But, you know, you bounce back with a great win over Detroit, a Detroit Red Wings team that has been right there keeping pace with you most of the year. And right now at 15-12-0, the Bruins are only behind Tampa Bay. It's still very close. Montreal, 29 points. Ottawa, 28. Detroit, 28. Tampa 34, Boston 30, and then you got Florida and Toronto with 25, Buffalo 24. It is still a lot to still be proven here by this Bruins team. But if you keep getting these kind of performances from Jeremy Swayman, and not just those kind of performances from Jeremy Swayman, but also Swayman is going to have to go back to being more of a 65-35 goal if they really want to get where they're going, because Korpisalo has been brutal lately. Oh, has he been brutal? He's been, like, hard to watch lately, and Swayman's been very good. So I'm hoping that Korpisalo gets better, obviously. But even if he does, I still think Swayman, at his best, is a guy that should be getting that that much of the split when it comes to him in that. I just think that that's what you're paying him for, first of all. And I also think he's good enough when he's on to be that kind of goalie, too. All right, let's get to our next headline. The Bill Belichick debut season with North Carolina has ended with a whimper as the North Carolina Tar Heels got absolutely smoked by NC State. It was indeed a very sad trombone kind of game. As the college football this weekend was sort of interesting. We did get more into that a little bit later. Certainly with the situation over there at Ole Miss. I mean, that's the main headline. But there were some other interesting games there. Texas beating A&M. Georgia just squeaking by Georgia Tech. But yeah, the one that's got people buzzing around here, if you want to say buzzing, maybe that's a little bit strong, would be North Carolina getting pantsed by NC State 42-19. And thus ends the debut maiden voyage for Bill Belichick at UNC. They finished 13th in the ACC with a record of 4-8. That's slightly better than Virginia Tech, who was 3-9, better than Boston College, who was 2-10, and better than the Syracuse Orangemen, who were just, were they bad? It's the only team BC could beat. Notre Dame, I think, just scored against them again. Even though that game was 2 weeks ago, I think they're still scoring touchdowns on him. Yeah, it was a tough one.
That's what I do.
Tough one for Bill. The question now is, will this be it? Was there anything in this season, anything about this season, that is going to make them want to bring him back? I don't know that there's a good answer to that question. I think the main thing that's keeping Bill Belichick, that would keep him there, is pride on the part of UNC. For all the talk about Robert Kraft and how, you know, he may have lost his fastball and he doesn't make great decisions, all that stuff, he recognized what the problem was there with Jerod Mayo, and he pulled the ripcord, and he realized it was the right thing to do.
Not talking about this.
We are talking about this, Jordan. I'm sorry. I don't know if UNC is going to be able to swallow their pride that much. I don't know if they are. I don't know if that guy who ripped the sleeves off his tuxedo is going to be able to go up there. And if he does, he should have the sleeveless tuxedo again when he announces that they're firing Bill. That would be funny. Now, that would be funny.
Or he'd have duct tape to put him back on.
Maybe, yeah. It'd be funnier if he just, you know, acted like it was totally normal to not. It's like, yeah, I did it at first for Bill, but now I just like it. It's just what I do. Either way, the UNC thing, I think, was a total disaster this year. And it was a tough year for a lot of high-profile coaches. It was a very bad year for Dion at Colorado, very bad year for Bill O'Brien, you know. And the situation with Ole Miss, I mean, you know, it's one of the biggest stories in football right now. As Lane Kiffin spurning Ole Miss as they go on to the playoff, to the college football playoff, a chance to win the national title, and he is out of there and headed to LSU. And getting paid $100 million. And I'd love to say I'm shocked. I'd love to feign outrage at this. But I just can't. I can't muster it. I'm sorry. I'm not surprised by this. I'm not surprised by any part of it. Bill Parcells didn't fly home with the team after the Super Bowl. All right? You know, he went and joined the Jets right after that. That made me numb to stuff like this. I just, you know, I know it's college kids and it's a little bit different. But college kids can transfer too if they really want to. You don't like the Kiffin screwed you over? Fine, transfer. Just go ahead and transfer. Why not? And there you go. Those are your. Do we have one more headline? Oh, yeah, we do have one more headline. Let's get to that last headline. This last headline, I almost skipped this. I almost skipped it. Sean McAdam, who we talked to on Friday. Sean McAdam.
Wednesday,
not Friday. Duh, Wednesday. It was the last day that we had shows last week.
It felt like a Friday, so I understand.
Yes, it certainly did. Sean McAdam reporting that the Red Sox are willing to go over the luxury tax, but not too far over, because while they are expecting to operate at a loss, they don't want that loss to get any bigger than it needs to. Operating at a loss? Are you serious? Are you serious? The Red Sox are okay going over the first CBT threshold set at $244 million. That would translate to them absorbing a modest financial loss. Yeah, would it? Anything beyond that, there is a reluctance to incur bigger deficits. You know, I know we're the flagship station for the team, but I can't in good conscience rip on Hal Steinbrenner the way that I did when he was saying kind of the same stuff, kind of saying the same crybaby nonsense, and give the Red Sox a pass for this. Now, this is McAdam reporting it. I don't think that this is something that, like, we don't know what the books are, right? The books are private. We're not going to know. But according to the team, they are operating or would be operating if they go to $244 million this year. They would absorb a modest financial loss. How can that be? Like, really, how can that be? That seems, I'd love to just know. You don't have to explain every single, you know, bean on the bean that you're counting, but can you give me like, just give me like sort of a, lay it out for me like I'm a econ major and it's my freshman year, all right? Something that like a 17 to 18 year old could understand. That may be with the level that I'm operating on, okay? For being honest here, when it comes to that type of stuff, that's about where I am mentally. If you could do that, I'd really appreciate it because I'd love to know how this team going to $244 million would suddenly equal them operating at a loss. And maybe it does. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just sort of getting mad at the idea of these rich guys saying that they're poor. You know, like that's sort of, it may just be that. All right. I think we're all, there's a little bit of that with everybody. But I find that hard to believe. I just do. If you're operating at a loss, why keep doing it? You're not willing to spend to really compete with the good teams. You're losing money anyway. What's in it for you? You know, like at this point, if you're losing money, what's in it for you? They clearly don't care about spending as much as they can to win every year, you know? So like, so what's left if that's what's going on? I just, you know, I feel like that's a weird thing to be leaking right now. I feel like that's a weird factoid to be out there. I don't like it. It's very unsettling. Very unsettling. Not the least of which is because it made him sound like the owner of the Yankees.
It's expensive to have baseball players.
Made him sound like a Steinbrenner right there, and not the guy who spent a lot of money either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.